And on the other halfback from the Carlton Football Club, Sam Doherty.
Handballs off to Doherty for the lead! For the lead! They got the lead!
Sam Doherty, great friend of the show, yeah, and has had a ripping season, Bill, to the point where he's an All-Australian. Well done.
Thank you very much, lads. Thanks for having me in here. It's always good to come see you two.
No, exactly, mate. And reigning best and fairest. Geez, you continued your year on. That's the most important thing, Sammy boy.
Yeah, it was. It was a pleasing year, personally. Obviously, the win-loss column would have been a bit nicer if we just snagged a couple of the close ones we got. But personally, just to improve on last year was a good result this year.
I was just reading about him, Jimmy boy. Mm-hmm. Been a very good player for a long time. Played senior footy at 15. Not sure how strong the comp was there at Phillip Island.
It was pretty strong, to be honest. it's just country footy. It's good fun. I got to play my local footy club, Phillip Island, went with the sort of youth policy and played a bunch of my mates and my brother's mates, all in the seniors, and we just played together. It was good fun.
So you played there as 15 and then, of course, went on from there, but that's a bloody good effort. You went first player to be drafted ever from Phillip Island, number 12. So you were an early pick too, weren't you, up there at Brisbane?
Yeah, I sort of shot from the clouds. I was at the start of the year hoping just to get rookied, and then I was lucky enough to play a couple of good National Carnival games towards the end of the games. I played the last two.
Even get picked, did you, initially?
No, I didn't get picked initially. So I got the last two and played some good footy, which basically shot me from nearly undrafted to near the end of the first round. And then I just kept going down and down and down and was lucky enough to get drafted at 12.
12. And then, of course, went up to Brisbane and up there for 2 years, but just wanted to come home.
Yeah. It was a sort of number of things. But the main sort of issue was I just wanted to be closer to family and come back down to where everyone is and where my partner wanted to come as well. So it was a good result to get the trade done, and that Brisbane were really good to me, not only picking me up, but in facilitating a trade, it was quite an easy process, to be honest.
And then went to Carlton. You barracked for Carlton as a kid, which is unbelievable. But you didn't have a great start there, did you? You hurt your knee, had something went wrong with your eye.
Yeah, I had a shocker when I first came down. Obviously the trade, the high of getting traded, and then I had an immune defect in my eye, which they thought was cancer. Lucky enough, it wasn't. I had my father passed away, and then a knee scope late in the preseason. So I missed the first six games, and I was pretty lucky that Mick backed me in and just threw me straight in the team off basically three bad VFL games. So. Oh. I was pretty grateful that happened and haven't looked back, basically.
I was reading that. You were on a camp, mate, and you got the call that your dad had passed away. That would have been a shocker for you.
Yeah, no, yeah. It wasn't ideal, to be honest. It was trying to meet all my teammates and make a good first impression, and I was on the plane back after about 6 days.
And he was a good player at Phillip Island too. He was obviously would have, and that's where the Wake was. Is that right, at the footy clubs?
Yep, Wake was at the footy club. Dad played, I think, 180 games. Yeah. Flag. He coached me and my brother through most of our junior footy, and spent five out of the 7 nights down at the footy club, as you do in the country, drinking a few beers and enjoying himself. So, no, he was a really good character, and I'm really grateful for what he did for me growing up.
Amazing when I read about the All-Australian, which is a terrific honour and richly deserved. Your club's first since Mark Murphy and Chris Judd in 2011.
Oh, yeah.
I find that amazing. Given all the amazing players that play for Carlton, that's a long time.
Yeah, it has. It's been a lean few years for the footy club in terms of that honour, but we still have some good footballers at the club that haven't been able to get their name in there. The thing that hurts you usually is where you finish on the ladder. If you're down the bottom, which we have been for a number of years, that it doesn't bode well for the selectors usually.
No, and I think even more credit to them for picking you for that reason, because too often overlooked the teams in the bottom five. You can still play unbelievable individual footy.
Oh, well.
And that's what All-Australian selection's about, Bill.
Robbie
it's not
Tarrant.
About where you end up on the premiership table.
I know that, Jim. I know that. But it's funny how the higher you're up, the more picks there are.
I'm hearing you.
And so back flank, but we want to move into the midfield. Is that the go, Sammy?
I sort of did a bit of it this year.
Yeah.
When we had a full list in with Cripper and Ed, it sort of freed up a bit of midfield time to move a couple of blokes out of there and play forward and them come to the half back. So I got a bit of time in there sort of mid-year and earlier in the year. As we sort of got some injuries, we sort of need to settle down the back line. Yeah. So myself and Cade Simpson went and stuck ourselves on half-back flanks and didn't move too much later in the year.
Speaking of Chris Judd, you of course played with him. Are you amazed at how weird he's become in the media? Like, has that surprised you at all?
No, not at all. It's he was always a character. I think that's one of the main things that that people didn't know about him. No,
we didn't see that when he played.
Yeah, when he comes across in the media, which is like most guys, when you come across in the media as a player, there's not a hell of a lot of your original personality you can give out without giving too much away. But Juddy was always one of the most witty and funny guys at the footy club. He just the persona he put on in the media was what he wanted to be represented as.
Yeah. Pretty loose, though. Are you listening on a Friday night to the huddle? Is some of the stuff he comes out with?
No, I don't listen too much, to be honest.
Oh, Sammy, I'm telling you. It gets very wild.
Yes.
And woolly.
And woolly, Jim.
Some of the stuff he comes out with.
Masks and things.
Well, it goes to sort of weird shops.
Sex shops.
I've seen he's managed to get you all into his house for a bit of home field advantage.
Well, the Friday night team, Bill and I haven't been invited, which is a disgrace.
Have you been involved or been back to the house?
No, I haven't been back for a while. I haven't seen him in a while. I coincidentally ran into him at the footy club first week of the off season. I was just going in there to do some of my reviews, and he walked in.
New football director?
He is. Yeah, he's on the board. You gotta be careful what you say to the big fella these days.
Well, you do.
It goes straight up to the top.
No, he will be. He'll be great for that club, won't he, Jimmy? And he's looking forward to it. He's been in here a few times. Looking forward to it.
Who was in yesterday? Oh, the Gold Sack.
The Sack.
Our great friend. Yeah. And the People's Beard out here prepared a question for him that I'm going to ask you. And that is, were you, you're not the sort of man to do it, Sammy, but were you to fall foul of the constabulary and just end up in the lockup, who would you ring of your other 45 teammates to get you out, who you're confident then wouldn't tell Mark Lejudice? Who wouldn't lag you?
Dennis Armfield wouldn't.
Dennis, but he's gone now.
He'd be my first choice.
Oh, right. Dennis.
But he'd give me a bit of a lecture about what I'm doing with my life as well. So,
what about the bloke we had in the other night? I reckon Cruz would be. Wouldn't say. He doesn't.
No,
say much.
He wouldn't tell. He wouldn't tell anyone. So there's probably a good one that you could bring up.
Geez, you've got to do some
Jacob
thinking.
Jacob Wiedering. But again, lectures. The difference between getting out scot free and then having the guilt for the next 3-4 years.
Wiedering's manager is Liam Pickering, who smokes and drinks, right? And he is very straight, I think, isn't he, Jacob?
Yeah.
Yeah. How does he go with his manager? He go, just got to go for a dart, Jacob. Just hang there.
He doesn't care, just as long as Pix gets him what he needs.
Exactly.
At the table.
Has Daisy signed on yet?
I don't think he has at the moment, as far as I know. I hope he does. He's a ripping guy to have around the club. Yep. The personnel, I think that's the one thing that you sort of, again, you don't realise. A lot of people just look at contracts and go, playing time. His value around the footy club outside of his playing is excellent. So I hope he signs on. But I don't think we've had anyone sign on since postseason. So hopefully a few will get announced soon.
You've got those five rising stars this year, which is a great sign that the list's healthy and young and vibrant. Who haven't we seen that you're really excited about? Is there anyone attached to the Blues that maybe we haven't had a good look at yet that you reckon is going to be really good?
I think a couple. We haven't seen a hell of a lot of Harry Mackay. He's probably the one that's most exciting me about what he can produce. But in terms of, I'll go to a backman. I think Harrison McCready's got a lot to offer. Little glimpses we've seen in terms of the way he plays his footy, his positioning, and his intercept. I think he's going to be pretty exciting for the future. And I don't think many people have seen a hell of a lot of. He's played a few games, but I hope he steps up over this pre-season and comes back in tip-top shape and hits the pre-season up.
McCready. Quite a couple of games there. Nice. Yeah. Hey, do you a big footy watcher? So will you watch the games this weekend? Where will you be?
Well, the BNF's on Friday night, so I won't be able to watch the Geelong game. Crows, yep. I watched both games last week and sat through the whole thing, which I thought was a bit of an achievement.
Yeah. Can you tell early if they're on, who's going to win?
Generally, there are teams. I don't know. I've seen Adelaide do it a few times where they start poorly, but then they get moving and they score quickly. But like both of the games last week, you could tell the other team wasn't quite right.
Yep.
But it's also the other team's on when they're going. That's the biggest thing about footy these days is the momentum shifts between games. It's just how much can you capitalize when the momentum's going your way. We speak about it a lot, and it's also minimising when the other team's got the momentum. It's about minimising the time they've got it and the score that they put on. So I'm excited for the first 20 minutes of an AFL game is my favourite to watch because you generally tell where the game's heading.
Yep.
But if it comes out sort of nil all, it's exciting to see where it happens from there.
What can you do to get switched on? As you said, that first 20 minutes, the Cats were, the week before they against Tigers, terrible. You just knew the Tigers were all on it. Then Sydney were terrible last week. So can you do anything to get yourself mentally ready, prepared?
It goes a lot down to your routine. We do a fair bit of our stuff around our mental sort of mental routine as much as your physical routine pre-game.
Yep.
About getting that consistent. So when you're walking into games, you've done everything you need to do to get yourself to the right level in terms of your aggression. If you're an aggressive player, getting aggressive. If you're relaxed, you've got to stay relaxed. So we do a fair bit of it at our club about trying to train the way that we want to attack the first 5 minutes. I'm assuming most other clubs do, but saying that, sometimes it doesn't work. If you have 10 blokes that are a little bit off, then it does hurt you.
Bloody hell.
Plus, sometimes, Sammy, watching, I reckon that's where your champions can be enormous. Going back to North Melbourne and the great Wayne Carey, the amount of times, Bill, he kicked 4.5 and you turn 12 points down, having played as poorly as you, but he single-handedly kept you in it. And then suddenly everyone joined in the party and you had a shot at winning the game, which you had no right to, but one bloke. And in modern footy, Danger, I've seen do that. Just single blokes can absolutely keep carry a team along until everyone decides that they're going to get their oar in the water.
Yeah, and that's, Buddy was a perfect example of that the other week. That's right. You only need one of your stars to turn it on for 5 to 10 minutes and put score on the board.
Yep.
And it doesn't really matter how poorly you've played. If you've sort of minimised their impact and then you can bob up and kick a few and put yourself in the game, at some stage the game will turn on your end. So, and then maximising that when it happens.
All right, what happens these two games? Friday night, Adelaide, Geelong?
I actually think the Cats will get up.
Good, Sam.
A couple of my mates are down there, Zach and Lockie. So
Zach.
I sort of hope they get up and get into a granny. It'd be good to see. But it's going to be a tough game.
He's a different cat. Zach, isn't he?
No, he's been like that for years. He just hasn't. I think they give him a bit of a free rein by the looks of it down there. His jokes with... I read his interview the other day, and he had a stab at Stewart. He had a stab at
he's had a
Paddy Dangerfield. he's enjoying his time. I sent him the other week, and he's loving it down there with his family.
Yeah, he is.
The other one, GWS Richmond.
I think GWS will get up, but I actually want Richmond to get up because I can't wait to see what Melbourne will do next week. I think it's more the excitement of what the city's going to produce if Richmond get in the granny.
Yep, me too. Hey, best on ground, Mad Monday. Who was that?
Best on ground. Daisy was pretty good. the boys were good. We're a bit quieter this year. We sort of tried to tame it down a little bit from previous years, and it was enjoyable. Had a few of the coaches rock up to have a drink and enjoy the year and celebrate the end of it and the excitement for next year.
And what's coming up for you?
Coming up for me, I'm heading off. I'm sort of sticking around after the granny and got the BNF tomorrow night, and then I'm off to Bali for a week and a bit with my partner Nat. And then back just before my birthday, and then I'll just be training and enjoying life in the off season.
Speaking of the John Nicholls Best and Fairest Crown Palladium tomorrow night, tickets available carltonfc.com.au. One of the great nights, Bill. One of the great awards.
It is
After the great man, of course, superstar. I think in the AFL Team of the Century, John Nicholls, an absolute legend. So carltonfc.com.au. Get your tickets and get along, and maybe see Sammy second year in a row.
Back to back, Sammy.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. I think it's going to be a very close count. I do urge people to get along. It's We've had some of our leaders have some really good years this year in Murphy, Cruiser and Gibbs. So it's going to be an exciting count and hopefully an enjoyable night.
And tell us about your ambassador for Love Me, Love You. What's all that about, mate?
Yeah, so earlier this year I decided to partner up with Love Me, Love You. It's youth, not so much youth suicide, but just the mental health space.
Yep.
It's working with Lance Piccioni, and he's doing a lot. Some really good work in
Piccioni.
Yeah,
he's one of the favourites here, Jim. Piccioni.
Yeah, so I'm doing a fair bit of work with him, and I urge people to. There's a ride with me coming up in October, I think it is, and urge people to get along to that and register online at lovemeloveyou.org.au. But it's just good to get involved in something outside footy. It's something that's pretty close to my heart, and hopefully I continue to pass ship for a few years.
Well done, mate. Good on you. Good man. Good all man, Sammy boy.
Good luck tomorrow night, mate. You will be a richly deserving back-to-back winner, were you to get there. But have a great night with it and everything else.
No worries. Thank you very much.